Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, we go right to the guest line on a Wednesday at 3:45 to talk to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Hello there, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're good.
We're good. Team continues to win. We're having fun. It's Drake May's awesome. You know, everything's great. So not so much for the Bengals. And I wanted to start there with their star wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase has the spitting incident with Jalen Ramsey, gets suspended. He appeals. It is upheld. Wondering what the reaction within the league is to something like that. I know they had the other incident earlier in the year with the Eagles-Cowboys game with a spitting incident. How frowned upon, I guess, is spitting in terms of the bad things that go on in a football field?
Well, it's about as degrading an act as you could ever engage in. And I don't know what year Ted graduated Colorado. What year was that, Ted? Was your last year there?
It was 94 season, Adam.
Okay, because I was trying to think here. There was an incident in Colorado where Bill Romanowski at one point spit on J.J. Stokes.
I remember like it was yesterday, Adam. Yep.
Yeah, me too, because I covered that team. And the amount of attention that it got, like, that was considered as vile and offensive and as demeaning as you could do. Now, in this particular case, you've had it happen twice this year. Twice. Yeah, somebody said to me this morning, like, oh, the league should do a better job of spelling out, you know, spitting is not allowed. I'm like, they go over. They made it a point of emphasis saying sportsmanship is going to be a priority. There's going to be discipline if sportsmanship is not adhered to. Like, what do you want them to do? To say specifically you can't spit, you can't pick your nose and wipe it on your – like, what do you want them to do?
I
should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And guys resort to that, and obviously – it's going to be, well, in the case of Ja'Marr Chase, just think about this, okay? He spit at Jalen Ramsey. He is suspended for one game as the team is desperately trying to keep alive its playoff hopes, which already are on the outside looking in. He's now going to miss a do-or-die game for them. And not only is he going to miss that game, but it's going to cost him $507,000.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you have or make. If you're going to be fined $507,000, you're going to lose the opportunity to make $507,000. That would piss off anybody, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. That should be a huge deterrent moving forward. I just can't imagine somebody making the same mistake after seeing what he's getting hit with for loss of money. But, Adam, you know, a very interesting, maybe the first ever. I've tried to find another team that has done this, where a team, you know, trades their quarterback into the same division in midseason, like the Browns did to the Bengals. So they get Joe Flacco. He's traded there October 7th. Mike Tomlin was very critical, which is interesting that another coach and the coaches, the Steelers in the same division, would be critical. But just your thoughts of Flacco getting traded, had you did that surprise you? And were you surprised to hear Mike Tomlin's kind of criticism of that trade?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were. You know, it was a direct shot at Andrew Berry, the general manager. And I think some people pointed out that Mike has an affection and a respect for Kevin Stefanski, the Browns coach. So somebody explained it, right or wrong, that it was almost it was a way to kind of support the head coach that he likes. Now, I don't know, maybe so, but you know, he clearly was against that, and he was worried that it was going to be a situation that was going to cost them dearly. And so, it almost did. You know, I don't know, I think the Bengals are going to fall short here, but yeah, he didn't like it.
So, Adam, another Sunday, another boatload of complaints about the officials, the officiating, referees in the NFL. Is there any? Do you think this will be an off season of mild to significant change as far as the way certain plays are officiated and certain penalties in the NFL?
You know, listen, this is an age old issue. This is people being upset with officials. It happens every single year. And I'm sorry, but I just don't know that this year is any worse than any other year. Like, I've heard time and time again, coaches all upset and worked up about the state of officiate. Like, it's gone on for a long time. This is not a new phenomena. This is not new to this year. I've covered the league over 35 years. I don't think there's ever been a season where I haven't heard people pissed off about the officials.
Time now to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Adam, Cam Newton used the word fool's gold to describe the Patriots and Drake May. Do you believe there's any merit to that accusation that Drake May and the Patriots are fool's gold?
What does he mean by that? That that they're not a first place team, that they're not a playoff contender, that they're not a threat to go to the Super Bowl, that he's not a threat to win? Like, what does that mean, fool's gold?
Well, he kind of compared them to cubic zirconia or something cheap you could buy in the middle of the mall. He kind of pointed, as many
they're not
do.
What they appear.
Yeah, not what they appear. I think there was some strength of schedule crap in there, all of that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I believe that. Look, first of all, they've already achieved more than I think a lot of people expected them to. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I don't. But do I think they're going to win the division? I do. Do I think they're going to hold?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Post the playoff game? Yes. Are they going to have a chance to make noise in the post? Yeah, they are. I don't know how that's going to go. Now, look, if they go one and done, then Cam will be proven right. That'll be fool's gold. The team will decide that in the postseason. But the fact that they're even being talked about is fool's gold at this point in time in a year when they're in a prime spot to win the division. Great. Like, call them fool's gold all you want. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's good TV. Good job, Cam. But the Patriots are going to have their say to prove him right or wrong in the postseason. That's all that matters.
That's it. Bottom line business, Adam. All right, so a team that I'm curious just to get your thoughts on, that the record would suggest they're not very good, but the metrics would say that they – They are a lot better than what their record would suggest, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. They've lost two in a row. They are 5-5. Just your thoughts on what's going on in Kansas City. Do you see them being there and making the playoffs, or do you think that their issues are more serious than that?
Well, here's the deal. I think that they've won the division 9 straight years. This is going to be the first year in 10 years that they don't win the division. They're not going to win it this year. So I still think that they're probably going to make the playoffs. And I still think, like, if you're New England and your first playoff game is at home against the Chiefs, are you feeling good about that?
Not great. Not great.
Not great. No. No. So, the Chiefs do have some issues, but their road to the Super Bowl is going to be longer and more challenging than it has been in other years. I don't put it past them at all that they could get there. I still think that team is a threat, but they're going to have to do it the longer, harder way than they've done in other years.
And Adam, we were bouncing this one around earlier on the show. Just wanted to get your pick. If you could pick any one quarterback to start any one game, regular season, playoff, et cetera, that you need to win now, because obviously we were all kind of leaning in on Drake May, who would you go with?
For MVP right now?
No, to just start one game that you had to win.
Drake May compared to who? What are my options? Like, what do we mean?
Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Stafford.
I could pick any quarter. I could pick one quarterback, any game to win the game.
Yes, sir.
Patrick Mahomes.
So you're going with chalk? Okay.
Hard.
I see
you
what you did there. Yeah. All right, Adam. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, by the way, I'm happy if Drake proves us not to be fool's gold. I'm happy to go with him, but I'm not going there yet.
Hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We went through some down times. We have a quarterback again. We're getting a little giddy with excitement up here. So, yeah, we're maybe going a little too far. But we'll talk to you next week, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was ESPN's Adam Schefter going with Patrick Mahomes, the chalk pick as the best quarterback. Who is, I would just like to point out, I would have said this, but I think Adam had to get to TV, 0-5 in one-score games this year. So best quarterback in football in clutch time hasn't exactly been clutch this year.
And also said if you want to blame someone for all those losses, blame him.
Okay, well, I choose to blame him then. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons in the third hour, we have the question, who would you rather have on your team right now, Drake May or the field? Ted Johnson has to chime in. I think I know where his answer may go, but Ted surprises me all the time. You never know with him. So Ted Johnson answers the Drake May question next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.